sharing the road. At times, the experience of having a mix of cars, trucks, motorcycles, bicyclists, and pedestrians using the roadway complicates driving and increases hazards for everyone. The key to minimizing these hazards is being courteous and respectful of the rights of others and maintaining a heightened awareness of potential problems. Caution and awareness on your part may prevent serious injuries or death. Emergency vehicles. When being approached by an emergency or police vehicle sounding a siren or flashing red or blue lights, you must immediately pull to the nearest curb or the edge on the right side of the roadway and stop. Remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed ahead of you. When you are approaching an emergency or police vehicle that is stopped with lights flashing or a tow truck or incident response vehicle, you are required to immediately reduce your speed below the posted speed limit and proceed with caution. If you are traveling on a road with two or more lanes traveling in the same direction, you are also required to change lanes into a lane that is not adjacent to the emergency vehicle as soon as possible, if it is safe to do so. Pedestrians. Vehicle-pedestrian collisions account for a significant number of all traffic deaths. When driving a motor vehicle, you must be aware of pedestrian activity, particularly in residential areas, near schools, school crossings, trail crossings, parking lots, intersections, crosswalks, bus stops, playgrounds, and parks. Always use extreme caution when driving in areas where there may be pedestrians, as they are highly vulnerable to injury and may walk in front of you unexpectedly. Motor vehicles must yield to pedestrians when the pedestrian is in a marked or unmarked crosswalk at an intersection. The motor vehicle is entering a street from an alley or driveway. The pedestrian is a blind person walking with a white cane or guide dog. Pedestrians must yield to motor vehicles when the pedestrian is crossing a street where there is no crosswalk or intersection. The pedestrian is directed to do so by a traffic signal at an intersection or crosswalk. As a motorist, you must be alert for pedestrians who are unexpectedly crossing the street in front of you. Here are some examples to be aware of. A pedestrian is crossing where there is no painted crosswalk. You must stop and let them finish crossing, even if you technically have the right of way. You are waiting at a red light when a pedestrian steps into the crosswalk right before the light turns green. You must wait for the pedestrian to cross before proceeding. You are approaching an intersection on a street with two lanes going in the same direction. One vehicle in the right lane has stopped for a pedestrian to cross. You are in the left lane. Do not pass the other vehicle. You must wait for the pedestrian to cross and then be sure it is safe to proceed. You see some children playing or walking near the street, or you are in an area where children are likely to be, schools, neighborhoods, playgrounds, etc. Slow down and be prepared for them to unexpectedly run into the street. When driving at night, or when visibility is reduced due to rain, snow, fog or sun glare, realize that it will be difficult to see pedestrians entering the street. Exercise extreme caution in these conditions. Many studies have shown that when pedestrians are hit by a motor vehicle, the rate of fatalities increases dramatically with an increase in the speed of a motor vehicle. Reducing your speed and watching carefully for pedestrians saves lives. Children at play. Take extra care when driving in residential areas, school zones, and at times and places where children are likely to be found near the roadway. Before getting into your vehicle, walk around it to be sure no children are playing near it that you may not be able to see from the driver's seat. When backing out of a driveway, watch for children who may run behind your vehicle. Be alert when vehicles are parked along the roadway. Darting into traffic from between or around a parked car is a common cause of serious injury to children. They are often too short to be seen easily when playing near parked cars, so use extra caution when you see any children near the roadway. They may have an unseen playmate who cannot see you either. Horseback riders. People riding horses are allowed to use most public roads. They also have the same rights as motor vehicle drivers and must obey the same rules. When approaching someone riding a horse, take care to avoid frightening the animal, slow down and allow plenty of room when passing. Never sound your horn because you may frighten the horse and cause an accident. If you encounter a rider that is having difficulty controlling an animal, be sure to use extreme caution when going around them. Stop if necessary to prevent becoming part of the hazard. Bicyclists. Every year the number of bicyclists increases on Idaho roadways. Cycling has become an important means of transportation as well as recreation. Bicyclists are legally allowed to ride on all Idaho roadways, have the same rights as drivers, and are required to ride with the flow of traffic. They must ride as close to the right-hand curb or edge of the roadway as safety allows, except when passing, turning left, avoiding an obstacle, or when the roadway does not allow a bicycle and motor vehicle to travel safely side by side. To increase the safety margin when passing a bicyclist, move into the left lane if possible. If you are not able to change lanes, pass with as much clearance as possible. A safe margin is at least 3 feet. This may require waiting for a break in oncoming traffic. When passing children on bicycles, slow down and be aware that they may unpredictably swerve into your lane. In Idaho, bicyclists do not need to come to a complete stop at stop signs. They must, however, yield to the right-of-way of vehicles in or already at the intersection, or close enough to constitute a potential hazard, and then proceed with caution through the intersection. Bicyclists may proceed with caution through a red light after stopping and yielding the right-of-way to vehicles already in the intersection, or close enough to constitute a potential hazard. They do not need to come to a complete stop when turning right on a red light. However, they must yield the right-of-way to vehicles already in the intersection, or close enough to constitute a potential hazard. Bicyclists are relatively unprotected compared to motor vehicle drivers, and most collisions result in injury to the cyclist. Therefore, motor vehicle drivers should be alert and use extreme caution when encountering them. The wide variety of road users requires drivers to always be alert. Taking your eyes off the road for just a second or briefly ignoring safe driving practices can result in a tragedy. Safely sharing the road with bicyclists requires cooperation, patience, and understanding. Right turns when stopped. When stopped, never look only to the left before turning right. Always look both left and right, checking the right first. A bicyclist riding against traffic or on the sidewalk may be approaching on your right. Also, a bicyclist may be pulled up alongside to turn right. A crash is easily preventable if you look both directions before turning. Right turns when moving. If you are preparing for a right turn and a bicyclist is ahead of you, do not assume that you can beat the bicyclist to the turn. Misjudgment can result in a broadside crash called the right hook. Avoid right hook crashes by slowing and remaining behind the bicyclist until they ride past the point where you will turn. On streets with bike lanes, remember that you are turning across a dedicated travel lane. Always look for and expect bicyclists. Intersections. When proceeding through or turning at an intersection, always scan the corners of the intersection more than once. An approaching bicyclist can easily travel 50 to 100 feet in a few seconds, so what you saw on your first look may change. Looking one last time before proceeding is a good safety practice. Dashed bike lane lines. Dashed lines indicate emerging movement is allowed and expected. Check for bicyclists first. When turning right at an intersection, you may occupy the bike lane in the dashed line area. This prevents bicyclists from approaching along your right side and forces them to blend into the lane of traffic that will best suit their intentions when going through the intersection. Sidewalks. Bicyclists can legally ride on sidewalks in most communities, although there is no legal requirement to use them. Young children usually ride on the sidewalk, so be extremely cautious when pulling in or out of a driveway. Children. Be aware that children riding along the street often change direction unexpectedly, so pass them with extra caution and distance. Being in a hurry. Never rush a turn or squeeze past a bicyclist just to beat traffic or a traffic light. Be patient. The design of some streets and highways requires that for safety bicyclists must occupy the travel lane by riding in the center, not to the right. Do not follow too close to the bicyclist. These are usually brief stretches of narrow roadway where it is unsafe for a driver to pass a bicyclist. Expect bicyclists. Bicyclists are not as noticeable as motor vehicles. Their position on the road, smaller size, and slower speed requires drivers to consciously look for them. Always drive with the expectation that bicyclists are on the road. Passing distance. A typical 12-foot wide travel lane is not wide enough to safely share with a bicyclist. Cycling instructors and riding manuals teach bicyclists to ride at least 3 feet from the edge of pavement to avoid accumulated edge debris and have enough space to the right, away from traffic, for an emergency maneuver. 3 feet is the minimum passing space that drivers should leave when passing a bicyclist. Higher speeds require more passing space. Always wait until you can see oncoming traffic and then safely pass by moving partially or fully into the other lane. This delay is usually brief. Communication. If you want to make sure a bicyclist sees you, wave a hand or nod your head, and wait for the bicyclist's reaction. Honking. Never honk when close to a bicyclist, it may startle the bicyclist and cause an unexpected reaction. Parallel parking. Ensure a bicyclist is not approaching before opening the driver's door. When you are about to exit the car, reach across your body for the door handle with your opposite hand. This forces you to turn toward the side view mirror and look over your shoulder to be sure a bicyclist is not coming. This maneuver, called the Dutch reach, will help avoid the most common type of accident involving bicyclists. Be predictable. Road safety depends upon predictability. Always use your turn signal. Bicyclists and other drivers will appreciate knowing your intent to turn or change lanes. Bike lanes. Parking in bike lanes is not allowed. These are designated travel lanes for bicyclists and should not be blocked. Share rows. A shared lane marking or share row is a street marking placed in the travel lane to indicate where people should preferably cycle. A shared lane marking is used to assist bicyclists with lateral positioning in a shared lane with on-street parallel parking in order to reduce the chance of a bicyclist impacting the open door of a parked vehicle. Assist bicyclists with lateral positioning in lanes that are too narrow for a motor vehicle and a bicycle to travel side by side within the same traffic lane. Alert road users of the lateral location bicyclists are likely to occupy within the traveled way. Encourage safe passing of bicyclists by drivers. Reduce the incidence of wrong-way bicycling. The bicycles may use full lane sign may be used in addition to or instead of the shared lane markings. Bicycle publications. Bicycle use, whether for recreation or transportation, can be enjoyable and safe if you know and follow the basic rules of the road and understand sharing the road with motor vehicles. Bicycle commuting is easy, but it may require some small adjustments to your daily routine. For information, or to order copies of publications, go to itd.idaho.gov/travel/pedestrian/bike, or email them itdbikeped@itd.idaho.gov. You can also obtain copies at your county driver's license office. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other highway users, and they must obey the same traffic laws. Motorcycles are smaller and harder to see than cars. They're easily hidden in a car's blind spot. Because it may be hard to judge the distance to motorcycles, or to tell how fast they are moving, be alert to their presence and be extra cautious. Approximately one-half of all motorcycle crashes involve another motor vehicle, so it is important to practice safe driving in order to help avoid collisions. Here are some situations that call for special attention when motorcycles are around. Left turns. Cars turning left in front of an oncoming motorcycle cause serious motor vehicle crashes. Drivers may fail to see a motorcycle rider in the traffic scene. Or a driver may fail to judge the speed of an oncoming motorcycle. As a driver, the correct precaution is for you to look and then look again. Make sure you see the motorcycle and know its speed before you make a left turn. Turn signals. Most motorcycles do not have turn signals that turn off automatically. At times, motorcycle riders may forget to switch the signal off. Before you make a turn in front of a motorcycle with a signal flashing, be sure the motorcycle is turning and not continuing straight into your path. Lanes. Motorcycles are entitled to the same full lane width as all other motor vehicles. Good motorcycle riders are constantly changing positions within the lane so they can see and be seen, and to avoid objects in the road. Never move into the same lane alongside a motorcycle, even if the lane is wide and the motorcycle rider is riding far to one side. Bad weather. Weather conditions and slippery surfaces can be serious problems for motorcycles. Allow even more following room when it's raining or the road surface is slick. Road surface. Unusual road surfaces and irregularities on the road that may not affect other vehicles may create problems for motorcycles. Gravel, debris, pavement seams, small animals, and even manhole covers may force a motorcycle rider to change speed or direction. Visibility. Always make a visual check for motorcycles by checking mirrors and blind spots before entering or leaving a lane of traffic or an intersection. Motorcycle riders are often hidden in a vehicle's blind spot or missed in a quick look due to their smaller size. Always use turn signals and brake lights to signal your intentions for turning, changing lanes, merging, slowing and stopping. This allows the motorcycle rider to anticipate traffic flow and find a safe lane position. Allow more than 3 seconds following distance between your vehicle and the motorcycle. This allows you and the motorcycle rider enough time to maneuver or stop in an emergency. Large vehicles. Safely sharing the road with large trucks and buses requires knowledge of their special limitations. Generally speaking, the larger they are, the larger their blind spots. The more room they need to turn or change lanes. The longer it takes them to stop. The longer it takes them to pass. When you are near large vehicles on the road, pay special attention to the following. Snow plows. Use extra caution when you encounter snow removal equipment. Snow plow blades force snow up and off the road, potentially causing blizzard-like conditions and reduced visibility for drivers following too closely. Blind spots. Stay out of blind spots. If you are following a large vehicle and you are unable to see the driver's mirrors, then the driver cannot see you. There are blind spots behind and on each side of large vehicles. Avoid driving alongside large vehicles for prolonged periods. Visibility. Large vehicles can block your vision of the road ahead. When following large vehicles, adjust your following distance so you can see most of the roadway ahead. Passing. When cars cut in too soon after passing, then quickly slow down, drivers of large vehicles are forced to react with little time or room to spare. Because it takes longer to pass a large vehicle, you should keep a steady speed when passing and be sure you can see the cab of the large vehicle in your rearview mirror before merging back into the lane. Speeding up and stopping. Large vehicles are unable to gain speed or stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. For example, it takes a loaded truck with properly adjusted brakes 450 feet to come to a complete stop when traveling 55 miles per hour on a dry road. Allow extra space for large vehicles to speed up or stop. The drivers of these vehicles adjust the space between their vehicle and the vehicles ahead to allow for a safe following distance. When passing them, be sure to allow for this increased safety zone when returning to your lane of travel. Turning space. When making sharp turns, large vehicles sometimes require more than one lane to complete the turn. Be sure to allow enough room for these vehicles to safely complete their turns. When turning right, these drivers may angle into the left lane so they can make the right turn without running over the curb or hitting something. Do not try to squeeze by on the right side when a large vehicle is making this type of turn. It is a frequent cause of crashes involving large vehicles. Hazardous materials. Avoid driving near vehicles carrying hazardous materials. These vehicles will be placarded to identify what they are carrying. All vehicles carrying hazardous materials must stop at all railroad crossings, so be prepared to stop if you are following one. Long, steep grades. When traveling up or down steep grades, large vehicles travel slowly. On four-lane roads, they will use the right lane. Be prepared to encounter slow vehicles in the right lane, and do not park in or near escape or runaway ramps. These ramps should only be used to stop vehicles whose brakes have failed. Large loads with pilot vehicles. When trucks with large loads reach certain dimensions, they are required to have one or more pilot vehicles, which are specially marked vehicles with amber lights that warn oncoming and following traffic of the large load. They also help the large loads navigate bridges, curves, and other hazards. When you encounter an oncoming pilot vehicle, reduce your speed and position your vehicle as far to the right as possible. If you are following a pilot vehicle, increase your following distance. Be very cautious when passing a pilot vehicle or the large load. Idaho's 511 Traveler Services. For travel information, dial 511 or go to 511.idaho.gov for up-to-date information on emergency road closures, highway road work projects, tourism, traffic incidents and delays, weather-related road conditions. If your phone company does not support 511, call 1-888-432-7623 to access the 511 system. Mountain driving. When driving in the mountains, you should pay special attention to speed limit signs and signs warning of curves, steep hills, or other hazards. Stay close to the right edge of the road away from oncoming traffic. Use a lower gear to control speeds while going down long hills. Never coast downhill by shifting into neutral or disengaging the clutch. Watch for a solid yellow line in your lane marking a no-passing zone. Sound the horn when approaching any curve on a narrow road where the view is obstructed. Wildlife areas. When you see a small animal in the road, think of your own safety. Don't try to dodge it unless you are sure it is safe to do so. Big game animals, such as moose, elk, and deer, can cause severe damage to a vehicle. When you see a large animal on or near the road, slow down and proceed with caution. These are herd animals, and others are usually nearby. Animals can move into the path of a vehicle so quickly that it's impossible to slow down enough to safely avoid hitting them. In this case, you must consider running over it as the safest alternative, even though the crash may damage your vehicle and will likely kill the animal. Concentrate on keeping control of the vehicle before, during, and after the collision. Driving conditions change with the weather, light, and terrain. Study the following suggestions so you can react quickly and properly when the driving conditions change. Open range. Horses, cattle, sheep, goats, and other livestock under controlled movement over a highway or road have the right of way in Idaho. When you meet or overtake any livestock herds, be careful and cooperate with the workers in charge. Livestock also run at large in much of Idaho's range country. Drivers must be alert for animals grazing unattended on open range, which means almost all areas outside of city limits and herd districts upon which livestock by custom, license, lease, or permit, are grazed or permitted to roam. The presence of fences does not necessarily mean that animals are not present or do not have the right of way. Be especially careful driving at night. If you strike and injure or kill livestock or domestic animals that are on the open range or under controlled movement, the owner of the animal is not liable for damages to you or your vehicle. You may be liable for the injuries or death of the animal if you are found to have been negligent. Night driving. About 90% of driving choices are based on what you see. At night, your vision is reduced. To make sure you have time to react to danger, always drive slowly enough so you can stop within the distance you can see ahead. This distance is about 350 feet when using the high beams of your headlights and about 100 feet when using the low beams. To make your night driving safer, increase the following distance between your vehicle and the one in front of you. Turn on your headlights, not just your parking lights, when driving between sunset and sunrise, or when visibility has been reduced to below 500 feet. The gray hours of twilight and dawn are the most dangerous times of the day. Watch for slow-moving or unlighted vehicles, bicyclists, pedestrians, and animals. Allow more distance and time for passing. Don't drive or keep driving if you're tired. Never wear sunglasses when light levels are low. Keep your windshield clean, both inside and out. Keep your headlights clean. Dirt will dim their light and may distort the beam. Avoid looking into the headlights of oncoming vehicles. Instead, shift your eyes down to the lower right side of your traffic lane. This keeps the light from hitting your eyes directly. Dim your headlights to low beam when approaching or following another vehicle or on lighted roads. If you must park on a highway shoulder at night, turn on your emergency flashers or parking lights. Snow removal equipment. Use extra caution when encountering snow removal equipment. Snow plow blades force snow up and off the road, potentially causing blizzard-like conditions and reduced visibility for drivers following too closely. Use caution when driving in winter conditions, and cooperate with highway workers clearing the roads. Drivers should follow these tips for safe winter driving. Remain 2 car lengths behind snowplow trucks for every 10 miles per hour you drive. Sand being spread by trucks can damage your vehicle. Do not pass a snowplow unless it is absolutely necessary. If you must pass, do so only when you can clearly see the road ahead. Do not pass on the side where the plow is spraying snow. If you do, the snow's force can knock your car out of control. Do not cut back immediately in front of a snowplow truck. The plow blades are often covered with snow and can be difficult to see. Do not brake suddenly if you are traveling in front of a snowplow. The heavy vehicle cannot stop as quickly as your automobile. Do not abandon your car unless it is absolutely necessary. If you must, leave it as far off the road as possible. Abandoned cars can interfere with the road clearing process and can be extremely hazardous to snow removal equipment and the operators if they are hidden or buried by snow. Fog, smoke, dust, or rain. You are required to turn on your headlights in the daytime when vision is reduced to 500 feet or less. Low beams are best at such times. When you first turn on your headlights, be sure they are adjusted to low beams. It is safest not to drive in fog, dust storms, or in heavy rain. If you must drive during these conditions, reduce your speed. For safety reasons, you should not use cruise control if the road is wet and/or icy. Slow down more when you see red tail lights ahead. The vehicle may be stopped or creeping along. If conditions get too bad, pull off the road and stop. Don't creep along, somebody else may crash into you. Also avoid using your emergency flashers while moving, other drivers may think you've stopped. Rain and hydroplaning. Wet roads can be as dangerous as icy roads. Always reduce your speed in wet weather. You'll need more distance for stopping and you may skid on quick turns. Remember, roads are more dangerous at the start of a light rain when road oil and water mix to form a greasy film on the road. At speeds up to 35 miles per hour, most tires grip the road surface even when it's wet. As speed increases, the tires can't grip the road as well. At 55 miles per hour, the tires may lose all contact with the road. They start to hydroplane or ride on top of a film of water like a set of water skis. When that happens, you can't brake, accelerate, or turn. A gust of wind, a curve, or even a lane change can cause a skid. To reduce the chances of hydroplaning, you should slow down during rainstorms or when roads are slushy. Slow down if the road has standing water or puddles. Replace tires as soon as they become worn. Keep tires properly inflated. If you are about to drive over a slippery area or you think your car has started to hydroplane, maintain a steady speed and keep moving in a straight line. Slowly take your foot off the gas pedal. Don't try to stop or turn quickly until your tires are gripping the road again. If you have to use your brakes, pump them gently, unless your car has an anti-lock braking system, ABS. Flash floods. Flash floods are caused by intense rain that falls in a short amount of time. Idaho averages 7 flash floods a year, and they generally occur during or right after a severe thunderstorm. In some cases, small streams a few feet wide by a few inches deep can swell to over 12 feet deep and 80 feet wide in less than 5 minutes. As little as 6 inches of fast-moving water can knock you off your feet. Fast-moving water 2 feet deep can wash away a vehicle and reach the bottom of most passenger cars and cause loss of control or stalling. If the National Weather Service issues a flash flood warning, or you observe water rising quickly, you should take action immediately. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to your destination. Get far away from areas subject to flooding, dips, low spots, canyons, dry creek beds, or along a stream. Seek higher, safer ground. Avoid areas near rivers or streams and areas that are already flooded. Roads that are underwater may no longer be intact. Never drive through flooded roadways. If your vehicle stalls, leave it immediately and seek higher ground. Rapidly rising water may engulf the vehicle and sweep it away. Be very careful at night when it is harder to see flood dangers. Do not park your vehicle or camp along streams or dry stream beds during threatening conditions. Winter driving. Winter driving calls for special skills. On slippery roads, the keys to safety are slower speeds, gentler stops and turns, and longer following distances. Here are some safe driving tips that will help you when roads are slick with ice or snow. Keep your vehicle in the best possible driving condition. The lights, tires, brakes, windshield wipers, defroster and radiator are especially important for winter driving. Keep your windows clear. Don't start driving until the windows are defrosted and clean even if you are going only a short distance. Keep your windshield washer reservoir filled with a non-freezing solution all winter. For safety reasons, you should not use cruise control if the road is wet and/or icy. Buckle up. All occupants are required to wear safety belts and/or shoulder straps when riding in a vehicle equipped with them. Get the feel of the road by starting out slowly and testing your steering control and braking ability. Avoid spinning your tires when you start by gently pressing your gas pedal until the car starts to roll. Start slowing your car down at least 3 times sooner than you normally do when turning or stopping. When stopping, avoid sudden movements of the steering wheel and pump the brake gently. Check your vehicle owner's manual. If the vehicle has anti-lock brakes, you may apply steady pressure to the brake pedal. Use tire chains on very slippery roads. Some states require chains to be carried during winter months. Check for specific information before driving in other states. Be aware of potential icy areas such as shady spots, bridges, and overpasses. Ice may form sooner or remain on bridges and overpasses longer, since they are exposed on their undersides and are deprived of ground warmth. Snow and ice also stay longer in shaded areas. Studded snow tires may be used only from October 1st to April 30th. Some years, the Idaho Transportation Department adjusts the dates due to weather conditions. Getting stranded during winter weather. Idaho winters can be severe, particularly in the mountains. When traveling in winter months, be Be prepared in case your vehicle breaks down or you get into a crash. You should keep an emergency winter driving kit in your car. The kit should include flashlights with extra batteries, a first aid kit, a pocket knife, at least one blanket or sleeping bag, an extra set of gloves, socks and a wool cap, a small sack of sand or cat litter for generating traction under the wheels, a small shovel, bottled water, booster cables, emergency flares, energy bars or other non-perishable food items, a brightly colored scarf to attract attention in case of an emergency, waterproof matches or cigarette lighter, a map of the area where you plan to travel. If you run your car for heat, make sure your exhaust pipe is clear of snow. If available, tie a scarf or bright cloth on the car antenna for snow crews to see. Let someone know your travel plans, including estimated departure and arrival times, route, and where you will stay when you reach your destination. Make sure your cell phone is charged and you have access to emergency phone numbers. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle if heavy snow is falling. Most deaths occur when people leave their car, get lost, and freeze. In case of medical emergencies in areas where roads have not been plowed, call the local or state police. These agencies will work with search and rescue personnel and the Idaho Transportation Department to respond to emergencies. Handling emergencies. Emergencies appear suddenly, and you may have only a fraction of a second to make the right move. Lives may depend on your ability to react quickly. Be prepared for hazards and know what to do when they show up. Think before you act. Often, an instinctive reaction, such as slamming on your brakes while skidding, may be the wrong thing to do. The following are some tips on handling common driving emergencies. Skidding. Prevention: be alert to slick road conditions that may cause skidding, especially during the winter. When you must stop, slow down in advance. Never hit the brakes so hard you lock the wheels or you could lose control of your car. In most skids, the rear wheels lose their grip on the pavement and slide left or right. Skidding occurs most often on ice or packed snow. It can also happen on wet pavement or even on dry pavement when traveling at high speeds or stopping quickly. Recovery: when a skid starts, don't panic and don't hit the brake. Immediately take your foot off the gas pedal, then steer in the direction of the skid. For example, if your rear wheels slide to the right, turn your front wheels toward the right. Before traveling on ice or snow, prepare for trouble by practicing stops and skid recovery in a safe place, ideally on private property. Stopping quickly. Many vehicles have an anti-lock braking system, ABS. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The ABS may allow you to stop without skidding. In general, observe the following if you need to stop quickly with ABS. During an emergency stop that requires hard braking, apply continuous pressure on the brake pedal. Do not pump the brake pedal as this will defeat the system's design, reduce the effectiveness of the ABS, and increase the distance required to stop the vehicle. The ABS will activate immediately, allowing you to retain full steering control during hard braking and on slippery surfaces. However, ABS does not decrease stopping distances. During hard braking with ABS, the system actually pumps the brakes for you at a higher rate than you could do yourself. This pumping action causes a noise from the ABS pump motor, and you may feel a noticeable pulse through the brake pedal. Do not be concerned by the noise and pulsation, because this is normal for ABS. Knowing you will hear the pump motor and feel the pulse will help you resist the natural instinct to remove your foot from the pedal. Here are instructions for stopping quickly without ABS. Press on the brake pedal as hard as you can, without locking the brakes, and bring the vehicle to a quick, safe stop. You may lock the brakes and cause the vehicle to skid if you brake too hard. If the brakes lock, you will feel the vehicle begin to skid. Quickly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, press down on the brake pedal again and repeat this press and release cycle if necessary until the vehicle has stopped. If you have car trouble. When your car breaks down on the highway, make sure other drivers can see it. Many crashes occur because a driver didn't see a stalled vehicle. When your car stalls, follow these rules. If possible, pull all the way off the road. Turn on emergency flashers. Lift the hood to let others know you have a problem. If you can't get off the road, stop where people have a clear view of you and your car from behind. Don't stop just over a hill or around a curve. If you have emergency flares, place them 200 to 300 feet behind your car to give others warning. If you don't have flares, stand by the side of the road and wave traffic around. Use a white cloth or flag if you have it. Stay off the roadway. Brake failure. If your anti-lock braking system, ABS, fails, you may still have normal brake functions. Drive and brake as you always have. If those brakes fail, pump the brake pedal hard and fast. This may activate the brakes enough to slow you down or stop you. Shift to a lower gear. Apply the emergency brake gradually, but be ready to release it if you go into a skid. If none of the above work, look for something such as an embankment or ditch against which you can slow down. Also look for an escape route across open ground. Don't drive your vehicle again until the brakes are fixed. Gas pedal sticks. When your gas pedal sticks causing your engine to run too fast, keep your eyes on the road. If you have time, lightly tap the accelerator pedal a few times to see if your engine speed returns to normal. If tapping fails, try prying it up with your toe. If you don't have time, push the clutch in on a manual transmission or push the gear shift lever of an automatic transmission into neutral and brake to a safe stop. Then turn the ignition off. If you must turn the ignition off before you can stop, do not turn the key to lock, because the steering will lock and you will not be able to steer the vehicle. Also remember that power steering assist and power brake assist do not work when the engine dies, so get a firm grip on the wheel because steering will be harder and it will take more pressure on the brake pedal to stop. Tire blowouts. Blowouts are unexpected and the driver's natural response is to hit the brakes hard. Instead of stomping on the brakes, hold the steering wheel tightly and keep the car headed straight down the road. Ease your foot off the gas pedal, but do not apply the brakes until you have complete control. When the car is under control, brake gently and pull off the road at the nearest safe location. Running off the road. Know what to do if the wheels drop off the pavement. Grip the wheel tightly and steer straight ahead. Stay on the shoulder if there are no immediate obstacles. Take your foot off the accelerator and apply the brakes gently. Once you've slowed down, check traffic for an opening and then, when it is safe, steer onto the pavement. Be careful not to oversteer and shoot out across the center line. Crashes and the law. No matter how safely you drive, chances are someday you may be in a crash. Even if you are not at fault, you must know what to do. If you're involved in a crash, you are required to stop as near to the scene as possible without blocking traffic. You may move vehicles that pose a traffic hazard before the police arrive. Idaho's quick clearance law requires anyone involved in a crash, on an interstate or major divided highway, that does not cause a death or injury, to safely move the vehicle to a shoulder, median, or emergency lane. Give any help you can if someone is injured. Idaho's Good Samaritan law protects you from civil liability if you act in good faith. However, don't try to move an injured person from a wrecked vehicle unless you have the necessary medical training or there is an immediate danger, such as fire. Call for police and medical help as soon as possible. You must report to police any motor vehicle crash in which someone is injured or property damage is more than $1,500. Exchange information at the scene with the other people involved in the crash, including names, addresses, and driver's license numbers of the injured, names and addresses of any witnesses, and names, addresses, and insurance policy numbers of the other vehicle owners. If you provide false information, you may be guilty of a misdemeanor. A police officer, when present, will help you exchange information with the other drivers. Avoiding crashes. To avoid a crash, you have two choices: 1. Change direction by steering, or 2. Change speed by braking or accelerating. Steering. If you don't think you can stop in time, try to turn out of the way. If possible, stay off the brakes while you turn, you'll have more control. Braking. Many drivers slam on the brakes to avoid a crash. Don't, unless you have anti-lock brakes. Locking your brakes may throw you into a skid and make things worse. Instead, you should pump your brakes hard and fast. You'll have more control and stop faster. Acceleration. When another car is about to hit you from the side or rear, accelerating may soften the impact or prevent the crash. Protecting yourself in a crash. If you can't avoid a crash, try to protect yourself in the following ways. The best protection is to properly buckle your seat belt before you start your trip. Your chance of avoiding serious injury or death is increased if you are wearing your seat belt properly. If you're about to be hit from the rear and have a headrest, press the back of your head against it. Be ready to brake to avoid hitting cars ahead of you. If you're about to be hit from the side, be prepared to steer to recover from the impact. If you're about to be hit from the front and you're wearing a seat belt, use your arms and hands to protect your face. If you hit an unattended vehicle, you must make a reasonable effort to find the owner of an unattended vehicle or other property damaged in a crash in which you are involved. If the owner cannot be located, leave a note telling about the crash with your name and phone number. You must also notify police if the damage was more than $1,500 or someone was injured. Crash with an uninsured driver. If you have recently been in a crash with an uninsured driver and have been unsuccessful in collecting damages, you may request that the driving privileges of the uninsured driver be suspended. After a court judgment has been entered, the department may suspend the driving privileges of the uninsured driver until you have been paid, or for up to 6 years. For more information, contact any city, county, or state law enforcement agency, or the Idaho Transportation Department. Oncoming car in your lane. If you're threatened with a head-on crash and have some time, slow down and try to warn the other driver by flashing your lights and honking your horn. Pull to the right as far as possible. Don't go left. The other driver may recover and hit you broadside. If you can't avoid a crash, steer so the cars will hit at an angle and avoid a head-on crash. At the scene of the crash, someday you may come upon a traffic crash where there are serious injuries and people need help. If police or medical help is already there, don't stop. Move on as officers direct. If you're the first one to arrive, you should stop and call 911 and assist if you are able.